morning to everyone this morning. I'm happy to be here. I told my wife, I said the church feels pretty small this morning. Just from sitting up here and I see all this space back here, so it makes it feel a little bit smaller as far as the crowd, but maybe not as many people as I think. This morning I've chosen to read in Psalms chapter 1. I didn't like the songs that were sung this morning. Gilbert, I think you did a good job. Psalms chapter 1, one song that's coming to my mind is when I was in the youth, we sang the song, the tree song. Goes, I saw a tree by the riverside one day as I walked along, straight as an arrow and pointing to the sky, growing tall and strong. And it goes, how do you grow so tall and strong? Or I said to this downtrodden tree, this is what the tree said to me. I got roots going down to the water, got leaves going up to the sunshine. Fruit that I bear is a sign of the life in me. Shade from the hot summer sunshine, nest for the birds of the heaven. Tree that I'm becoming to be is what the Lord has meant me to be. It's not quite, but it's close to that. But anyway, and that always has stuck, that song, in my mind. And so and it talks a little bit about a tree, I guess, that we could have, or kind of tree we should be. But we'll just read the first, read the chapter. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And in the first verse there, the righteous man, what does he not do? And what the righteous man does not do. And the first part, blessed, means to be happy, to be fulfilled. It can be attained by everyone. It doesn't say blessed is, you know, that if you do this, but it says blessed is the man that standeth. So each one of us can attain it. It doesn't have to be any particular person or thing. And in the council, he goes to council. When he goes to council, he doesn't get it from his own self. You know, we can say, well, we counsel our own selves. We have our own ideas. We have our own things that we think about. But it says, the counsel of the ungodly shall stand or shall not stand. And I was just thinking about, you know, there's only one way to get counsel, and it is whether it lines up with the word or not. That's where our counsel should be from. We can always get counsel from others, but when we get counsel from others or when we think of our own ideas, does it line up with the word of God? Chapter 2, his delight is in the law. His law does he meditate day and night. That's what the righteous man does. He delights. He meditates day and night. It makes him happy. It gets him excited. He's hungry for it. And I had to think, you know, as far as the righteous man, where am I? Am I excited? Am I hungry? Does it make me happy? Going to God's Word, reading God's Word, it should. It should overflow. It should bring joy and happiness. And how is the righteous man blessed? He is like a tree by the river. There is always water. He is not constantly in need, but it's bringing forth fruit. And I had to think, you know, as that tree is growing, he's by the river, he's by a source, he's by the water that's going down. He's always, he's got always a source that he can go to. And he's always being fulfilled by going to that source. Something I thought that was a little bit interesting is just where it says, in its season, and I thought about it. You know, I always, you know, you picture, you know, if a guy comes to the Lord or whatever, right away you'd think, well, he should be bearing fruit now. You know, he's going to be bearing fruit. But even a tree, it's not going to be a dead tree. It's going to have leaves and things on it. An apple tree brings forth fruit, but it's not a year-round fruit-bearing tree. But it is a live tree, and it does bring forth fruit, but if there's a season for it to bring forth fruit. And I had to think, you know, a lot of times, you know, you take that apple tree and you're cutting it down, you're pruning it, and there's places where you'd think, man, this, you know, can't be too good for that tree. But because that it is getting cut and it's being taken care of, sharp edges or whatever in our lives get rubbed because of that, we can bear more fruit, and that the fruit is going to shine. Maybe we don't see it at all times, but it should always be bearing fruit. God doesn't have an orchard, a barren orchard. He doesn't have trees that are dying. Verse 4, the way of the ungodly are not sober like a chaff. And there is thought, what a difference that is between, what a difference in pitcher is like a chaff that is just blowing away, you know, if a person's trying to get the good seed and you're dropping it down through the wind, it just blows away right away. And what the difference that is between chaff and a tree. I mean, it's a big comparison, different comparison between the two of them. It's easy carried away, it's unstable. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. It has a dangerous future. The future doesn't look very bright. You know, things maybe can seem like it's going good for the ungodly. It seems like, you know, God, you know, he reigns on the just and the unjust, but his future doesn't have a very bright future to it. And in summary, in verse 6, at least four times in Acts, Christianity is called the way. So when you think of the way, there's either going to be the way of the righteous or the way of the ungodly. And I had to think in my life, you know, where am I in my life? Is my ways that I do, things that I do, are they bearing forth fruit? And which one am I? That's all I have for this morning. Maybe we could bow our heads for a word of prayer.